You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Let's get you the latest information on this now. In a deal worth 1.5 billion rand, African Bank has acquired 100% of Grindrod Bank, a move African Bank believes will allow it to accelerate its entry into the South African business banking sector. Grindrod Bank was first established as a boutique merchant bank back in 1994. They've had several suitors over the years, so this is quite an interesting move. We're joined now by Zweli Manyathi, Group Executive of Business Banking at African Bank. Thank you so much, Zweli, for joining us this evening. As we mentioned, they've had a number of suitors over the years and you've managed to clinch the deal. Maybe take us back. What informed this decision or direction for African Bank?
Good evening to you. Thank you for the opportunity for me to talk about this very interesting transaction. So African Bank had its own strategy, which ultimately say we're going to play in the middle of the pyramid. And what we also said to ourselves, let's understand what capabilities are required for us to win in terms of this strategy. And we had different options. One option was Greenfields. And the other option was buy something, an outfit that better fits the kind of capabilities we're looking for. And we looked around, and African Bank ended up with this very interesting option in Grindrod. Grindrod has got a very, very good fit with the capabilities that we're looking for to build a middle of the pyramid bank. And we started discussions with them. And they were interested to talk, and we first wanted to align their philosophy and culture, just to have a sense of whether or not there's a true fit in this relationship that we're looking to build. And after a few discussions, we both sides came to a conclusion that it makes sense for us to do this. Mm-hmm. And besides, you know, as part of Grindrod, which is really, really a logistic company, there was always going to be a challenge on where does Grindrod put its prioritized capital investment. And then on the other hand, we are sitting with a very strong capital position and liquidity position, and we're looking for a springboard, if you like, into business banking, and to just fit it.
You speak of, you know, alignment of philosophies and capabilities, them meeting capabilities you were actually looking for. Just remind us of that philosophy.
If you just think about, you know, there's been, as you said earlier, you know, when you opened, they've been a boutique investment bank. They've got a very strong property portfolio, a very strong lending portfolio. As a matter of fact, they had what I think was a good bounce back in their December financials. And they do have, in spite of the fact that people see them as a KZN-based franchise, that interestingly, 40% of their business comes from KZN and 60% comes from other provinces, which means that they actually are quietly a national player. And we also looked at, you know, our view is that when you engage in business banking, we do so with the specific purpose of strengthening the capacity of entrepreneurs to succeed. And we found that philosophically we were aligned insofar as that is concerned. That becomes very important when you deal with you know, the coverage and business development team who are going to be engaging with customers. If they have got a different view of what kind of customers and what value we want to add, because we're saying it's beyond banking. You know, our interest is the success of the entrepreneurs on a sustainable basis, and we believe if we achieve that, we are in a win-win situation. So philosophically, on that point, we are aligned.
Sure.
So that's part of what made it attractive for us to engage.
Okay, so there's still some hurdles though to jump through, right? So it's subject to various regulatory approvals.
Absolutely, we have to already begin to lodge our application with the Competition Commission, with the Prudential Authority, the Reserve Bank. the Minister of Finance must sign off. We must engage with the National Credit Regulator. So they are, these are the conditions, President, that are in our deal that we signed. So that's the next step for us to begin that process. I just want to comment about how I think about that process. Mm. If I look at African Bank plays right now in the consumer segment broadly. And when you look at Grindrod, we are a business bank. And so when you look at the two, they actually complement one another. And it's not as though you strengthen yourself unfavorably in one or the other segment. Mm. And I think that the regulators will look at that favorably. And I'm really hopeful that we will go through this process and complete it in a reasonable period.
And I wanted for us to expand on that, right? So this could take, what, a couple of months, a couple of weeks?
Typically, this will take months. It's not mm-hmm. weeks. Mm-hmm. And everything going well, I'll be a happy man if we close out by the end of December.
Sure. Are you able to talk to us about the terms of the agreement?
Not exactly. I can talk to you about what we disclosed in the sense. Sure. Beyond that, I can't talk to you about the terms of the deal.
Please do, in terms of what you disclosed.
What we disclosed was the price, $1.5 billion, and they had an NAV of 1.67. So we're comfortable that this is well-priced. And we had, as you can imagine, before you put the final binding offer, we had gone through a two-step process in our due diligence. And we are very, very comfortable that we've been shown what we needed to be shown. And where we are concerned, we found ways to deal with those concerns to the satisfaction of both parties.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much for helping us make sense of that acquisition. Zweli Manyati is Group Executive of Business Banking at African Bank.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.